The 2021 Wellbeing Budget. The Labour government's Wellbeing Budget has been approved by Moody's, a credit rating agency that grades creditworthiness of governments, stating that New Zealand's swift action to contain COVID enabled the economy to recover quickly. The stronger labour market, robust housing activity, and improvements in terms of trade support upward revisions to GDP growth and, in return, government revenue, compared with Treasury's forecast in December 2020, said Martin Patch, Moody's Vice President. Patch also said that the government's fiscal deficit would not hurt New Zealand's position as one of the world's strongest AAA rating countries, though the slow rollout of the vaccine could leave the economy vulnerable to community transmission, which could precipitate the need for further lockdowns. The Prime Minister had to make good on a promise she made in 2017 to reduce child poverty. Adults on a benefit can expect $30 to $55 extra a week, though Auckland Action Against Poverty pointed out that it is still not enough and that the government is slow in delivering what is needed now. The additional money will not be available for another year. When asked what was being done for middle-income earners, the Prime Minister spoke about the $57 billion to be set aside for the next 4 years for infrastructure, Kiwi Rail, schools, hospitals and Scott Base Antarctica will receive funding to employ thousands and raise the standard of living for many families. Māori will receive $380 million for new housing, an additional boost to the $3.9 billion Housing Acceleration Fund already earmarked for the construction of more homes.